Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dr. Trowin, what actual healthcare impact could there be from New York State downplaying the amount of nursing home deaths?
Well, I think I'm going to answer that in a slightly perhaps unexpected way, in that we've got a fundamental issue with nursing homes in general. And that fundamental issue is that they are cauldrons waiting for infections to happen. And so what the COVID pandemic has done, unfortunately, has really pulled back this Band-Aid over what has been, in many cases, really substandard conditions. And we were faced with extraordinary circumstances that I think led to, unfortunately, the community bringing COVID into the nursing homes completely inadvertently. There's no blame here, but whether it's family members or staff. And I'm not sure that the term downplaying is appropriate, though we know that there was a horrible toll. Part of that toll, by the way, is obviously reflected in that the official death toll refers to those who died while at the nursing home. And we know that there were others who were transferred from nursing home to hospital who also died. But I think the best path here is to try to find out and plan for the future what we can do to make significant changes so that whether it's COVID or other pandemics in the future, our residents in nursing homes will hopefully be protected.
From what you have seen with regard to nursing homes this time around with COVID, what are some of the things nursing homes you think can do to improve the situation in the event of another outbreak?
Yeah, so that's a key question, Tom. So part of it is about appropriate regulations for nursing homes. What's happened, unfortunately, in the last several years with CMS and under this administration is that, actually they were trying to reduce nursing home regulations when it came to fighting infection. And now, in a setting with COVID, nursing home residents have paid the price. So in some respects, we have to have appropriate, not pervasive, but appropriate enforcement of regulations that help to protect nursing homes. And that means having an infectious disease control staff member, could be a nurse practitioner, or physician. We have to actually think about also helping to pay a living wage and benefits and then protect the nursing home workforce. If you remember, the state was able to find out that a quarter of all nursing home staff back in March were infected with COVID, and that certainly was a big contributor to the residents becoming infected. So it's not just about hopefully preventing infections in the nursing home, but it's about raising the standard for protection and support of the nursing home staff that are in there. And one of the things we also know, and there's a report that came out with the American Federation of Aging Report Research, they had a webinar on this actually about a month ago. It's also important to address health disparities because it looks like minority nursing homes were the hardest hit. So there are a lot of social and societal impacts here that we need to address. And I'd say the final aspect here is the best way to reduce nursing home spread is, frankly, to stop community spread. And what we fortunately have in New York, in New Jersey, and other Northeast states, that when the overall infection rate and hospitalization and death rate went down for the community, thank goodness, and understandably, the hospitalization and death rate has gone down for nursing homes. If we look to the Southwest, unfortunately, with some of those states, and whether it's both Florida, Texas, Arizona, when that community spread started surging, then the nursing home spread infection rate has also just taken off. The Wall Street Journal did a significant story about this just a day ago, looking at nursing home deaths around the country. And bottom line, it's about the community spread.
How likely do you think we will hear the full death toll at nursing homes because of COVID-19, considering that in May, federal regulators required nursing homes to submit that data, and that came after the height of the outbreak here in New York?
Yeah, that's a tough question. Almost certainly, I think most experts agree that the impact on nursing homes has been underestimated. And it's been underestimated for a couple reasons. One that I just mentioned a minute or two ago, that deaths of nursing home residents who went to the hospital have not always been counted as a nursing home death. And then not only that, but when the CDC typically looks at increases in death rates from seasonal influenza, it can often take as much as a year to pull in all the data and to really determine what happened. So I think that unfortunately, we have to anticipate that the final toll will even be higher, and all the more reason for us to really be, as a society, very assertive in saying, what can we do for nursing homes in general? And so the investigations, and I know there were recent hearings in the State Assembly on August 3rd and August 10th, I think that what they could do best would be to look at nursing homes in general, so that it's not just about COVID, but it's about helping to keep our older, frail adults safe and secure.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.